But the other thing I would do is I would really, this is where it would be great to have some prophylaxis from ivermectin if you have to be around people. I don't want people to be afraid to go do what they have to do, like go to the grocery store, go. But you have to understand that if you're around, if you're going to be in close contact in an office, in living in the same household, I mean, it's the one of the tragedies. They're splitting us all up. Again, this is a war on our humanity. They're splitting husband and wife up. One of them gets vaccinated secretly. The other one gets sick. You know, but we have to try and take our families and protect them until we get out of this. Again, think of it like a war. And in a war, you have to take precautions, believing that the war is going to end someday. You know, that's what I think.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also was diese Impfung mit sich bringt, ist, dass wir eigentlich, wir werden verändert. Wir haben gerade nochmal die Babys angesprochen, die geboren werden. Wir kennen da viele Berichte mittlerweile drüber mit den schwarzen Augen. Es geht darum, uns populationsmäßig einfach zu verringern. Die generelle Frage ist jetzt für uns, die nichts dergleichen mitmachen oder auch keine Impfung nehmen, wie können wir uns denn jetzt schützen davor? Also zu schützen sind die jungen Menschen, junge Frauen, schwangere Frauen, also die nächsten Generationen vor allen Dingen. Sie rät ab, dass man die Kinder jetzt aus Schulen nimmt, also überhaupt da jetzt nicht hinschickt, solange die ganze Situation so unklar ist und nicht absehbar ist, was hier sich noch raus entwickelt. Und gewisse Vorsorge treffen. Wir befinden uns in einem Krieg. Auch wenn es mehr ein digitaler oder ein anderer Krieg, aber eben auch so ein Krieg ist, auf der Basis von dieser Impfung. Und hier wäre es gut, eben Ivermectin vorrätig zu haben. Trotzdem darauf achten, in geschlossenen, also man sollte trotzdem rausgehen, keine Angst haben, aber sich dessen bewusst sein, wenn ich mit geimpften Menschen zusammen bin, gerade in geschlossenen Räumen, dann kann es zu diesem Shedding kommen, zur Ansteckung und so weiter. Also es führt in vielen Familien auch zu Trennungen, wenn der eine Partner sich geimpft hat, der andere nicht. Also das sind eben so Dinge, die hier passieren. Das ist Wahnsinn letztendlich, aber das ist wahrscheinlich auch, was Krieg ausmacht.
Mhm. Bei uns waren im Büro vorher schon Menschen, die schon geimpft waren, aber da gab es eben keine Reaktion. Und wäre es dann nicht wieder besser, wenn wir wieder die Masken aufsetzen, um uns vor Geimpften zu schützen?
He says in his team, there have been people vaccinated before, but there have never been any reaction. And would it be better to use masks now? Do not
they get... don't help. That's unfortunate. I wish they did, but they don't help. That just makes this worse. Because masks make you retain CO2, increase inflammation, get more apt to be bacterial reinfection. Masks are part of the takedown. That's part of the weapon against us. Don't use a mask. Mm-hmm. But it is a hard thing to know what to do. You don't want to be in your house. You can protect yourself. You can just say, if you've been recently vaccinated, we're not going to have you over right now. Right. Unfortunately, if I had, I'm a doctor. I'm around people all the time. I figure we're kind of over this. I also think if you've had it, if you've been shed on, had symptoms, or if you've been got COVID, you're probably not going to have a problem another time. Again, it's the same. All vaccines are not the same. Some of these are placebo. So the people that came into his office before, maybe they didn't have a real vaccine, and this, or they didn't shed it because they had a good immune system. And this person that shed it just made a ton of these things, and it goes out in your pores, like in your hair follicles. Right. So it doesn't go in the air. That's why masks never worked.
Mm-hmm. Also Masken helfen in dem Fall nicht, weil das Shedding an sich durch die Poren passiert. Und wenn ihr vielleicht, also viele haben ja Placebo-Impfung erhalten, dann gibt es die Impfung haben, aber nicht shedden, weil sie das ihr eigenes System das im Griff hat. Und dann gibt es aber die einfach dem Shedding, die das unglaublich produzieren selber, weil ihr Immunsystem entsprechend schon defekt ist und es dann verteilen. Das verteilen sie einfach, da reicht ein Kontakt. Die Maske an sich ist Teil dieses ganzen Szenarios hier draußen, dieses Wahnsinns. Sie sorgt dafür, dass die Lunge geschwächt wird, Atemwege erkranken, dass wir ständig, dass es zu Entzündungen im Körper kommt und dass wir immer wieder krankmachende Bakterien auch einatmen. Deswegen Über die Maske schützt dich, auch nicht vor Shedding.
Über die Poren heißt durch die direkte Berührung, oder?
You have to touch one, or how is this shedding?
It seems to be that you have to be in close contact. So either you touch each other, or you're in an office where you're closely working with somebody. So you're always touching the same surfaces. That seems to be. I never hear it from people just going to the market. I hear it from, you know, somebody in the family got vaccinated. Somebody came into the household in an intimate way, like hugging people, a prayer group, something where you were all very close together, touching each other. It's by touch and touching probably surfaces to some degree. But I wouldn't see, let's just say that and then I'll tell you, I don't want to be paranoid about this. I don't want to have too much fear about this. There is some things you can do, I think.
Also es scheint über Kontakt, also auf alle Fälle Hautkontakt, sehr nahen Kontakt, aber auch wenn du mit jemandem im Büro arbeitest und dieselben Oberflächen anfasst, dieselben Dinge anfasst, dort kann es eben zu diesem Shedding kommen.
I don't know when this happened for Gerhard, but I can tell you, we don't see this much now. Because in my area, everybody who's gotten the vaccine has gotten the vaccine, and everybody who's not going to get the vaccine has not gotten the vaccine. And there's not a lot of people spreading it. So I think it's the risk of this is going down over time.
Right.
I don't think, maybe I'm wrong here, and I can't promise it's not going to be 100%, but I don't think the people getting boosters are the big risk. Unless they didn't get the vaccine, the original. See, the problem is we know that they had placebos and they had two or three different types of vaccines that they were bringing out on us now.
Okay.
So that's the kicker here. But if the people have all, if once it kind of goes through the area, it doesn't go again. It doesn't seem to.
Have you heard, Dr. Merritt, in the United States, that there was an article that came out in England about two, three weeks ago, I'll send you the site if you want, that most of the fatalities and the health problems with the shots came from just 5% of the batches, the major ones.
Yes.
And then those most lethal shots were sent to Republican states that voted for Trump. And the ones that didn't have as many health effects were sent to the Democratic, so-called liberal states like California. Kentucky, for example, their death rate from the shots is something like 1,900% higher than California, which is a blue state.
Right. It's very shocking.
Yeah.
I also, I don't know if I can put this up, but I have a picture of the other thing we know is that if you look at Moderna, Pfizer, and J&J, and you look at you plot adverse events over time, you can see two things. One is there was a coordinated rollout of these vaccines. Like Johnson & Johnson would put some out, and then they'd go away. And then Moderna, and then they would go away. And then Pfizer, and it went like that. It was very controlled. And then at the end of time, Pfizer did what appears to be a dosing study. You had, looking at the various lots, like you're saying, Ted, all these lots had high toxicity, and then there was a pause. No vaccines caused toxicity. They're all at baseline. And then there's another group of lots came out, and it was a little less toxic, and then a pause, and then less toxic, and a pause. So they were checking the dose to see what they needed to do. You can just see it. If you understand science, you know how this works.
Right, right. Yeah.
It was a dose experiment on the American public.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Also was Ted jetzt nochmal angesprochen hatte vorher war, dass festgestellt wurde, wir hatten ja, es gibt den Placebo und es gab oder drei, vier verschiedene Arten der Impfung. Und man hat die am schlimmsten waren, in Staaten geschickt in Amerika, die so Trump-Anhänger waren, und die weniger gefährlichen, beziehungsweise Placebos, in jene Staaten geschickt, die Republikaner sind das, glaube ich, ich weiß es gar nicht, Demokraten waren das, glaube ich, oder? Die nicht die Trump-Anhänger waren sozusagen, die haben weniger gefährliche Impfungen bekommen. Sie sagt gerade, dass man feststellen konnte, dass wir hatten ja drei Arten, Pfizer, Moderna und J&J, glaube ich, wenn ich das richtig. Und es gab so ein sehr koordiniertes Rollout dieser Impfungen. Also erst kam die eine, dann ging es wieder. Dann kam die nächste, dann war die weg und dann kam nochmal eine und dann war das weg. Und man hat verschiedene, es gibt so Tabellen dazu, wo man einfach mit den Dosen, die man den Menschen verpasst hat, experimentiert hat, wie viel. Einmal war die höher, die Dosis an Gift sozusagen, dann sank es und sank weiter und weiter. Und man hat also damit experimentiert, wie bestimmte Dosen, wie, bei wem, mit welcher Rate wirken. Also ist alles auch, nachvollziehbar und kann man wohl sich auch anschauen.
Ich habe noch eine Frage, und zwar aus verlässlicher Quelle, aus Familie und Umgebung. Die eine hatte keine magnetische Auswirkungen nach dem Stich und die andere, da ist dann, war es magnetisch am Arm. Heißt das, dass die eine vielleicht ein Placebo bekommen hat und die andere eine echte?
Mm-hmm. In his, with his friends, there have been one who got a shot and wouldn't be magnetic. And another one was magnetic. So the first one who wasn't magnetic, does it mean it was a placebo? Can you say it like that? Or
well, we don't know, but certainly something was different in that one. Yeah, I tested people in my office. 60% of people were magnetic, 60. So, wow. But not everybody. Mm-hmm. And that seemed to go down over time. So I don't know what to make of that. Okay. Now, Ted, I just sent you that chart, that graph. Can you put it on the screen and I can narrate it?
Yes, I can.
Are you able to share that? I don't know.
Hold on here.
If you have a way to do it.
Yeah, but
it's that.
Mit dem Mikroskop habe ich mir Masken und eingeschweißte Teststäbchen angeschaut und überall gibt es die Verunreinigungen, diese schwarzen Bänder oder Würmer. Und ich habe gesehen, dass das eigentlich schon überall drin ist, auch in Wattestäbchen und so weiter. Was ist das? Ist das dieses Graphenoxid?
Mm-hmm. On the microscope, he himself, Gerhard, made some tests with masks and these sticks you put in your nose, and but also sticks to clean up your ears. And he found this little black worms.
Right.
What is it?
I know. Yeah, go ahead. I don't know. I mean, they've talked about this being these graphene. I have a video somewhere in my computer. It's graphene, and they're made like little worms that can move, and but they have to be put in. They're quiet. They look like a little spiral, like a little curlicue. You put them in a electromagnetic field. They start moving. They move, and you can guide them. And so it could be used to, I think the medical, it was designed for medicine. The idea was you could clean out arteries and things with these things. Yeah. But that's not what they're there for now. We don't know what they're there for. And that's why I have behind me my little back screen there. That's graphene. And graphene in small bits is in this vaccine. Now, what's it doing there? But what it does, I can tell you what graphene oxide does. It's really, really bad for humans. It strips electrons from your cells, just like EMF does. So there are three things that look identical: spike protein poisoning, EMF poisoning, graphene oxide poisoning. I don't know. I imagine you have this in Germany. There's stuff called C60. I'll see if I can find a picture of it, but it's the graphene is flat. Carbon 60 is a buckyball. It's a big, it looks like a soccer ball that's made of carbon atoms. And 250,000 of these will fit into a red blood cell. And it's a wonderful antioxidant electron donor. So all my patients or anybody I know who's taken the vaccine, I get them on carbon 60. It may undo, we've seen it undo the blood clumping in vaccine patients. I'll find a picture of it.
Carbon 60.
Carbon 60, like, yeah, C-A-R-B-O-N, like the carbon, like coal is made of carbon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I'll see if I can find a picture.